This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump intends to nominate conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has said he will announce his nominee at a White House ceremony Saturday, and the Republican president has multiple times this week mentioned Barrett as under consideration. He told reporters Friday he had made up his mind but would not elaborate. Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is known for her conservative religious views. Trump has made two previous Supreme Court appointments, Neil Gorsuch in 2017 and Brett Kavanaugh in 2018. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history again on Friday, becoming the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Reuters' Caroline Malone reports.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi were among those who paid their respects.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state in the capital of the United States.
Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt reflected on her groundbreaking life.
All the days of her life, she pursued justice, even in illness.
Ginsburg passed away last Friday at the age of 87 from complications of cancer. RBG is due to be buried next week at the Arlington National Cemetery.
That's Reuters' Caroline Malone. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely.
It's certainly unimaginable, but it's not impossible, because if we look at losing a million people in 9 months, and then we just look at the realities of getting vaccine out there in the next 9 months, it's a big task for everyone involved.
Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. A federal judge has stopped the 2020 census from wrapping up at the end of this month. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. District Judge Lucy Coe has ruled the once-a-decade count of every U.S. resident must continue through the end of October, saying a shortened schedule would likely produce inaccurate results. Coe heard arguments from attorneys for the Census Bureau and attorneys for civil rights groups and local governments who had sued the Bureau, arguing that stopping the census at the end of September would undercount residents in minority and hard-to-count communities. The judge said any inaccuracies caused by a shortened schedule would affect the distribution of federal funding and political representation. I'm Mike Hempen.
France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
On Wall Street, tech stocks helped push all three major indices into positive territory by the close. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 1.34%, the S&P gained 1.6%, the NASDAQ added 2.26%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.